This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
We are here to discuss authorizations for the use of military force. But I believe the hearing is also about our democracy and the values we model around the world. Our foreign policy works best when we work together.
Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, appearing before the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said today President Joe Biden's administration backs the repeal of the 2002 congressional authorization for the war in Iraq, saying it is not needed to protect U.S. interests in the foreseeable future.
President Biden is committed to engaging with Congress on questions of peace and to being transparent about when, where, why, and how the United States uses military force.
Deputy Secretary went on to say that repealing the 2002 AUMF would not affect our diplomatic initiative. She said the administration has made clear the U.S. has no ongoing military activities that rely on the AUMF. An investigation into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo found that he sexually harassed multiple current and former state government employees, according to State Attorney General Letitia James, who made the announcement just over an hour ago.
Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching, and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
The nearly five-month investigation conducted by two outside lawyers who spoke to 179 people found that Cuomo administration was a hostile